And he said to me, when I was talking to him at the end, and almost everyone was gone home at this stage, he said, "That's the most Pentecostal prayer meeting I've ever been in a Presbyterian church." And I took it as a compliment. They talked about the way there was prayers for lost souls and so on. And I thought, what an indictment to other churches. Wherever he's been, I don't know what his experience is. But give me more of that kind of Pentecostalism. He wasn't referring to speaking in tongues because no one was speaking in tongues. Isn't that a tragedy? So we need, and I long for it more. We gather on Wednesdays and other occasions, and what's the prayer? What's the prayer? More of the Spirit. It's more of His power. Mom, what do you need as you get up and you deal with the children and all that goes on with that? What do you need? The Spirit of God. Father, what do you need? You need the Spirit of God, and you deal with the ungodly in your place of employment and all the frustrations and the challenges of living in an ungodly world. What do you need, beloved? You need the Spirit. You need His empowering, not to speak in some so-called heavenly language or some other mumbo-jumbo. It's just power enabling to do what you can't do of yourself. And it is a tragedy, a travesty, that in Reformed churches there is this sense of we have everything that we need to have, and there's never therefore a prayer, an offering of prayer. I mean, if the same people were the apostles, they wouldn't even have gone to the upper room. They might have gone up to have a little time of prayer and just say, "Lord, bless us now that you've gone to heaven and you've called us to preach to every creature," and then off they would go. And they're waiting days on end, waiting for the promise of the Father. I mean, it wouldn't have happened. They would have found some theological way to say, we already have it, and not seek for it. But repeatedly through the book of Acts, what do? They pray. They pray for power. They pray for help. They're looking for enabling. It's enabling. That's what it is. It's enabling. So you can't do it. You can't face your unsaved loved ones this Thanksgiving and have any impact upon their life. You haven't the words that will penetrate their dead souls. You're dealing with the dead.